Tasmanian Volunteering Awards were held in Hobart late last week, and not only did the Sports Award come to the North West Coast, but the overall Tasmanian Volunteer of the Year was also a North West Coaster. Minka Woolley, name known through hockey. If you play hockey, you know who Minka Woolley is. She joins me now. Good morning, Minka, and congratulations.
Thank you, Martin, very much, and I appreciate the call.
For people that don't know Minka Woolley, you've been involved in hockey for, well, a long time, I think, but it'd be 30-odd years or so, but a lot of it's been umpiring, and you've umpired at the highest level.
Yes, look, I've actually been involved in hockey for 50 years.
Wow, goodness.
That's a long time.
You don't look it.
thanks, I appreciate that. But certainly umpiring and more serious umpiring, there's been about a 30-year go with that, and then more recently the umpire managing. So yes, it has taken me very gratefully through to the Olympics, so I've been very, very lucky with that.
Well, you actually were the umpires coordinator at the Tokyo Olympics last year.
That's correct, yes, yes. I was.
So how many times have you done Olympic Games and Commonwealth Games?
I've done 5 Olympics, 2 as an umpire and 3 as an umpire manager, and 3 Commonwealth Games, so 1 as an umpire and 2 as an umpire manager.
How's hockey on the North West Coast and in Tasmania in general going with umpires and referees? We see so many sports are not only short of volunteers, but they're short of officials as well these days.
Yes, I think sport has taken a blow all round. It was taking a blow, but COVID has certainly added to that, I think. And in terms of officials, it's getting harder and harder. We can see at all levels of sport that that's the case. And there are lots of reasons for that. People are time poor. But also, you know, the treatment of officials on the field is not always easy, and some people just decide that that's not for them. And so, you know, organisations are having to do things now to try and get people more involved and also protect people who are involved.
That's important too, isn't it? And you see it coming from the highest level, for example, in AFL, you know, from the top down, that respect for umpires and officials is foremost. It's got to be, because otherwise you just won't attract them to doing it.
Look, that's exactly right. And I know that a lot of people don't agree with the AFL's current zero tolerance policy. But the thing that has resonated with me with that is that how quickly the behaviour of the players has changed. They don't have to like the rule, but when it's umpired in a black and white way like that, they've responded. And, you know, I wouldn't like to think that every sport has to go that way, but it's clear that when it does, it can make a difference.
Just take your mind back to last week now. You went down to Hobart. I think you may have been told beforehand that you won the Sports Award, but it probably came as a big shock to be the overall Tasmanian Volunteer of the Year.
Martin, you have no idea. I was stunned. I actually didn't know that there was an overall award. I knew that the Premier's Award, and I thought it was for some other group or organisation or person. I wasn't sure what it was about. And then to hear my name was, like, very stunning, especially when being involved in sport is quite different than when you're involved in what I guess is humanitarian work that really impacts the health of others in a very different way. I know sport does.
It does, yeah.
But it's such a different way, and it's hard to sort of balance that out between what some people have, you know, done. That those awards was amazing.
So what's next for you? I'm guessing Commonwealth Games are coming up soon. Are you heading off to those?
The Commonwealth Games, no, I'm not heading off there. I've got a quiet year this year after a busy year last year. So the Pro League is still on, and at the moment with Pro League, the umpire managers are not travelling, so we're watching games on TV and trying to give feedback that way. So at the weekend, I was watching 4 games in Berlin and trying to give feedback that way, which is not easy, but certainly still involved at that level and very actively involved, you know, still in the Australian level. I'm off to under-21s in Perth in July, and more locally, certainly still involved there.
Well, I guess if you're not involved in the Commonwealth Games as an umpire, it would be a fair question now to ask you, how do you think Australia will go?
Well, the Commonwealth Games, they should go well. You know, so their biggest threats will be New Zealand and probably Great Britain or England. But England have had a lot more hockey than certainly New Zealand and Australia has had. And we've got a very young side. And I know that it'll just be after the World Cup where Australia will be as well. So I'm thinking that they may bring in some younger players. So we have some great talent coming through. So I'd like to think we'll do well. But I'm not going to say we're going to dominate.
No, and we're talking women's hockey, of course. Do you follow the men's at all?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yes. And look, I have been involved with both levels, so it's always interesting to see how they go. Our Australian men's team is very, very strong, and, you know, I would be very surprised if they don't win.
You'll be like the rest of us then, rather than being there this year, you'll be watching it on TV, but will you be sort of doing a review of the umpires as you go? I mean, you may not be doing it in an official capacity, but it's hard to watch the game and not sort of look at what the umpires are doing, I guess, with you.
My husband complains about this all the time. He says, you just can't watch a game of hockey, can you? I do find that difficult, yes, because I do certainly watch it from an umpiring perspective. And yes, so I won't officially be involved, but I'll certainly be keen to see how they go, because these umpires put in a lot of time and effort to prepare, and, you know, I really hope that it's a positive, successful experience for them. So I'm always excited to certainly watch it at that level.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time, not only for hockey, but for all sports involved in the Commonwealth Games. Minka, congratulations once again on being named Tasmanian Volunteer of the Year, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Martin, very much. I appreciate your time.